Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had grain futures mixed today, but they were extremely wild dried, especially for soybean futures. They had a 42-cent range from the high to the low today. We set the low early this morning, went up to as high as $10.86. But then around 9:30, the soybean market really started to sell off and closed down 15 cents at around $10.50 for the January beans. Keep in mind, the November contracts expire at the end of this week. And they were down 18 and 3 quarters at 1047 and a half. There was some talk that there were hedge funds getting blown out of short positions earlier this morning, driving it up. And when that the smoke cleared from that, there was a lot of farmer selling. And then there are unconfirmed talk of maybe some South America soybean meal being brought into the Southeast United States. That's unconfirmed. But that would be significant to ease the problem that we're apparently seeing there. But soybean meal sold off as well. Wheat and corn were both higher, though. Wheat futures up 16 and a half cents with March Kansas City at 5.96 and three quarters. July 15 back up to 5.97 and a quarter, up 18 and three quarters. A welcome sight for us wheat producers here in the Southern Plains.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The two big surprises today were the soybean and wheat futures. Wheat really strong on the back of the Russians apparently are sending troops back into the Ukraine, this time with heavier armored vehicles and even air defense systems, which suggest a larger operation maybe around the corner. That was quite bullish there. And then, of course, the normal temperatures moving in here. There's some talk out of Kansas that there is the possibility of some winter kill. Of course, wheat is one of those crops that is pretty resilient in terms of cold weather. Now, the 6 to 10 day forecast calls for below normal rainfall and below normal temps. So it doesn't look like there's going to be any warmer weather, at least in the short term, and for the Kansas and up through the Midwest. Hedge funds today, it looked like the kind of day that they will change their positions with the big market moves. You know, they're short 140 million bushels of wheat, and if they continue to rally here, we'll see that increase and maybe even get flat to positive. For corn, they're extremely long, along 900 million bushels, which is a pretty large sum for the hedge funds. And they're actually long soybeans, but I would bet after today that starts to shift back to neutral.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, December live cattle were up 50 cents at 167.75. November feeders gained 50 at 239.35. December lean hogs up 77 at 90.67. And in the grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was up 20 and 3 quarters at 5.99 and a quarter. Chicago December corn gained 4 cents. And November soybeans were down 18 and a quarter cents on the day at 10.48 and 1 quarter. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.